Chapter 5, Writing in the Biological Sciences. What do you do first when you are writing a scientific document? An optimized sequence for creating a journal article or scientific document. Introduction. In the previous chapter, I delineated a typical scientific document in sequence, starting from the top, descriptive title, an abstract, introduction, methods and materials, results, discussion, conclusion, acknowledgments, literature cited, and the appendices. This might falsely suggest that scientific documents are written from the top down, starting with the title followed by the abstract, materials section, etc. Actually, this is a good way to describe scientific documents, but it is not a good way to write them. In the following paragraphs, I will present a series of steps involved with creating a scientific document. However, the optimum sequence of steps in writing any type of document is somewhat subjective. That is, what is optimal for one person may not work well for another. Thus, the sequence that I am presenting is one way of creating a scientific document. However, it is quite practical, as you will see in the following paragraphs, and probably a small modification of it that relates to your personal writing style and preferences will result in the ideal method for you. Step 1 for creating a scientific document. Creating good research plans. The first step in creating a scientific document begins well before the research and the writing starts. That is, the first thing that you work on is carefully designing the experiment or study, so it will most likely result in interesting or useful information to write about. How to create or improve your research plans. A method that I call informal research can be helpful in creating good research plans. That is, sometimes trying several small-scale, informal experiments with relatively low expenditures of money and time can suggest what to study in a formal research project and what to avoid. For example, if you have several hunches on the effects of chemicals on green plants, you can run a series of informal experiments with many different chemicals and plants to determine which chemicals to study in a formal research project. This would allow you to focus your formal research on the chemicals that have produced interesting and/or potentially useful effects on the plants. It's important to understand that the results of such experiments are not intended for publication, because informal procedures are relatively quick and easy by definition, but they are much less precise than formal research methods. The above concept of informal research can also be applied to studies that do not involve experimentation, such as surveys and observational studies. For example, if your initial research plans are to study the behavior of beavers in their natural environment using photographic methods, you can easily conduct a small-scale informal study to see if this is feasible research for you. Another example, if you have a hunch that people who eat large quantities of food X are more likely to develop disease Y, you can easily carry out an informal study of a relatively small group of people to determine if your hunch might be correct. One of the simplest and easiest techniques to improve any type of plans, including those for research, involves asking yourself a series of questions to stimulate your thinking. For example, what are all the possible ways that I can improve my research plans? What are the most likely results of my planned research? Is there any way I can revise my plans to obtain better or more important research results? In general, the more self-questioning and thinking you do, the better your research plans will probably be. Obtaining the opinion and advice of experts and knowledgeable colleagues can also be helpful in improving research plans. Ideally, all of the methods mentioned above should be utilized, or at least considered, when creating research plans. Step 2 for creating a scientific document, obtaining funding for your research. If you have to obtain funding for your research, it may be advisable to create your research plans with this in mind. Sometimes slight changes in research plans can greatly increase the chances of obtaining funding. For example, if you want to do research on cell division and cellular reproduction, you can probably increase your chances of obtaining funding if you focus your study on a medical problem. In this case, the research could be changed to cell division and cellular reproduction in relation to cancerous tumors. Alternatively, the research can be delineated as a study of all types of cellular reproduction, with a focus on cancer cells. This change would interest many funding organizations that deal with cancer and medical research. It should be understood that this concept is not limited to medicine. For example, modifying research so that it is potentially useful for agriculture and food production may also result in greater funding opportunities. Using the above example, on cell division and cellular reproduction, the research could be modified to cellular reproduction and the related growth rate in food crops. It is even sometimes possible to modify research plans so diverse funding agencies will be interested in it. Using the above example once again, the research could be modified to a study on cellular division and reproduction of plant and animal cells, with a focus on the growth rate of cancerous tumors and food crops. This modification would increase the chances of obtaining funding from medical foundations and organizations interested in agriculture. Keep in mind that all of the above examples are hypothetical. The actual modification of research plans must be carried out with a realistic focus on feasibility. The concept of feasibility actually applies to the creation of research plans in general. That is, you must consider the probability or improbability of obtaining funding with your credentials, qualifications, and experience. You also must consider if you have the technical knowledge needed to carry out your planned research, and/or your ability to obtain technical assistance. Grant proposals for research projects can be more or less similar to journal articles and other scientific documents, but the research has not been carried out, and the results are of course unknown. However, if you, or even others, carried out similar research previously, this might be helpful in obtaining funding, if your proposed research is likely to provide additional information based on previous studies. Grant proposals must be very persuasive and convincing in every possible way, to maximize your chances of obtaining funding for your research. To achieve this, it is usually necessary to determine the style requirements of the funding agency that you are submitting your proposal to. It is also, of course, necessary to submit your proposal to the right funding agencies. To do this, you must find out what types of research that the various funding agencies are most likely to support. It is generally advisable to submit your request to many funding agencies, with the hope of finding one that will fund your research. The overall quality and structure of your grant proposal can determine whether or not you obtain funding. A grant proposal can be more or less written as a conventional scientific document, as presented in the previous chapter. However, it must be persuasive, and it should show the potential value of your research to the scientific community and/or the general public. For more information on writing grant proposals and obtaining funding for research, consult the following websites. Websites on how to write research grant proposals and obtain funding for research. Oh, there are website links on this page that will not be verbalized.